Tomorrow's World Commentary, September 22nd, 2018. Frogs and Horses by Ben Maddox. Read by William Williams. Article begins. While no frog has a horse, every horse has four frogs. How is this possible? It has to do with animal anatomy, and the genius behind its design can teach us a lot about our creator. Horses, donkeys, and mules are of the domesticated equine kind, quote-unquote, having four slender legs ending with solid hooves. Each of a horse's hooves has a sole on the back, and each sole has a V-shaped, rubbery pad, which is called a frog. This pad performs three functions. The first is gripping slippery surfaces, and the second is absorbing shock. But the third, and most vital, is helping pump blood back up the leg into the body for circulation each time the horse puts pressure on it. Evolutionary theory cannot explain how horses evolved with hearts too small for their bodies without this separate biological device. When a horse is sick or injured, cowboys will say, "We need to get him back on his feet." This is because if the afflicted horse lies down for too long, blood will not circulate through its legs properly and the horse will die. This explains why injured racehorses can seldom be nursed back to strength and are often put down. This complex system of blood circulation had to be complete in the very first horse for it to be good, quote-unquote. Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. The frog fulfills a unique purpose without which the horse could not survive. God created it as part of a functionally complete system. God reigns supreme, and he reveals his purpose to those he calls to Jesus Christ. John chapter 6, verse 44. See Amos chapter 3, verse 7. He does nothing in vain or without planning and design, especially in the lives of those whom he is working with. The Apostle Paul said as much about the various members in the church. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 23 and 24. Beauty and honor do not come to mind when describing a horse's frog, a less honorable member, quote-unquote, so close to the ground. But God places each where he wants them and holds every person accountable for their own capabilities. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. God calls certain people in this age to be humble, teachable servants. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. God gives them different spiritual gifts. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. For his purpose and the profit of all, not only for their own personal salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Ultimately, God has a great purpose for all of mankind, but we have much to learn. Our consciousness makes us different from horses and other animals. But unlike them, we also aren't complete. Yet we can know the purpose of life, and we can learn the astonishing truths of God's way. With that knowledge and his help, we can become complete spiritual creations. When it comes to understanding and appreciating the beauty of God's great design, you might enjoy the article, Is Darwinian Evolution Dead? You can find it right here at tomorrowsworld.org. Article ends.